In spite of the esteem she had for Pietro Crespi, she could not tell whether his decision was good or bad from the moral point of view after his prolonged and famous engagement to Rebecca. But she finally accepted it as an unqualified fact because no one shared her doubts. Aureliano, who was the man of the house, confused her further with his enigmatic and final opinion. These are not times to go around thinking about weddings. That opinion, which Ursula understood only some months later, was the only sincere one that Aureliano could express at that moment, not only with respect to marriage, but to anything that was not war. He himself, facing a firing squad, would not understand too well the concatenation of the series of subtle but irrevocable accidents that brought him to that point. The death of Remedios had not produced the despair that he had feared. It was, rather, a dull feeling of rage that gradually dissolved in a solitary and passive frustration, similar to the one he had felt during the time he was resigned to living without a woman. He plunged into his work again, but he kept up the custom of playing dominoes with his father-in-law. In a house bound up in mourning, the nightly conversations consolidated the friendship between the two men. "Get married again, Aurelito," his father-in-law would tell him. "I have 6 daughters for you to choose from." On one occasion on the eve of the elections, Don Apolinar Moscote returned from one of his frequent trips, worried about the political situation in the country. The liberals were determined to go to war. Since Aureliano at that time had very confused notions about the difference between conservatives and liberals, his father-in-law gave him some schematic lessons. The liberals, he said, were Freemasons, bad people, wanting to hang priests, to institute civil marriage and divorce, to recognize the rights of illegitimate children as equal to those of legitimate ones, and to cut the country up into a federal system that would take power away from the supreme authority. The conservatives, on the other hand, who had received their power directly from God, proposed the establishment of public order and family morality. They were the defenders of the faith of Christ, of the principle of authority, and were not prepared to permit the country to be broken down into autonomous entities. Because of his humanitarian feelings, Aureliano sympathized with the liberal attitude with respect to the rights of natural children, but in any case, he could not understand how people arrived at the extreme of waging war over things that could not be touched with the hand. It seemed an exaggeration to him that for the elections his father-in-law had them send 6 soldiers armed with rifles under the command of a sergeant to a town with no political passions. They not only arrived, but they went from house to house confiscating hunting weapons, machetes, and even kitchen knives before they distributed among males over 21 the blue ballots with the names of the conservative candidates and the red ballots with the names of the liberal candidates. On the eve of the elections, Don Apolinar Moscote himself read a decree that prohibited the sale of alcoholic beverages and the gathering together of more than 3 people who were not of the same family. The elections took place without incident. At 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, a wooden ballot box was set up in the square, which was watched over by the 6 soldiers. The voting was absolutely free, as Aureliano himself was able to attest, since he spent almost the entire day with his father-in-law, seeing that no one voted more than once. At 4 in the afternoon, a roll of drums in the square announced the closing of the polls, and Don Apolinar Moscote sealed the ballot box with a label crossed by his signature. That night, while he played dominoes with Aureliano, he ordered the sergeant to break the seal in order to count the votes. There were almost as many red ballots as blue, but the sergeant left only 10 red ones and made up the difference with blue ones. Then they sealed the box again with a new label, and the first thing on the following day it was taken to the capital of the province. "The liberals will go to war," Aureliano said. Don Apolinar concentrated on his domino pieces. "If you're saying that because of the switch in ballots, they won't," he said. "We left a few red ones in, so there won't be any complaints." Aureliano understood the disadvantages of being in the opposition. "If I were a liberal," he said, "I'd go to war because of those ballots." His father-in-law looked at him over his glasses. "Come now, Aurelito," he said. If you were a liberal, even though you're my son-in-law, you wouldn't have seen the switching of the ballots. What really caused indignation in the town was not the results of the elections, but the fact that the soldiers had not returned the weapons.